I'm Vlad Kendonovsky, the coach of U.S. Women's National Team, and you're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Thank you for that, Vlatko. Vlatko was in town. We did a couple of great interviews with him. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, but incredibly successful soccer coach taking over for Jill Ellis with the U.S. Women's National Team. All right. Minor Figueroa, Houston Dynamo defender, two World Cups, 2012 Olympics, 37 years old, still the captain of Honduras. Wigan and Hull in the Premier League, scored that amazing goal from inside his own halfway line. Incredible journey to the top from Honduras. Figueroa has been excellent in the last two games for the Houston Dynamo here in Phase 1. He is leading the Dynamo back four. So here's my interview. We'll start with, we're going to do two segments here. This is segment number one with Minor Figueroa, Houston Dynamo defender, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm and Lustau Vermouth.
So when I talk about Boney El Presidente, does he have the best smile in Major League Soccer and Honduras? Because Minor's got a good one too. But has he got the best or does Minor have the best?
No, Boney es el presidente tanto acá como en Honduras. Es una persona muy carismática que se gana el cariño de la afición donde quiera que llega, así como se ha ganado el cariño de la gente acá en Houston, también tiene el cariño totalmente de toda Honduras. Y yo vengo, creo que tres pasos atrás de él.
On that front, Glenn, Boney definitely takes my vote. His smile and he's just so captivating. He draws people in, whether it's here in Houston or in Honduras. He's someone that, you know, we're all just going to look up to. Personally, I know where I stand, and I'm behind Boney. He's Mr. Presidente, and he has the best smile in the bunch.
He's unbelievable. All right, we're talking to Minor Figueroa. We carry on here. How about Albert Elise? And you mentioned Albert. You watched him grow. He's obviously made it clear he wants to follow in your footsteps and play in Europe. Do you speak to him about that? Do you talk to him about the experiences there?
Sí, hemos compartido con él mi experiencia, lo que yo viví estando en Europa, porque es algo que les puede servir de motivación a ellos. Y como lo dije anteriormente, Albert ha hecho grandes temporadas acá, en partidos decisivos, pues él ha aparecido. Creo que lo que él le ha dado al club ha sido bastante grande y bueno, yo soy de las personas que digo de que si él tiene una oportunidad de repente de probar algo diferente, no decir algo mejor, porque igual acá el equipo lo ha tratado muy bien, pero si él tiene la posibilidad de probar algo diferente, a lo mejor él tenga sueños, y si el club le puede ayudar con esa oportunidad, pues ¿por qué no? Creo que es una persona que se lo merece. Y yo, como lo he dicho, se lo he dicho a él, prefiero tenerlo de compañero que de tenerlo de rival, porque de rival es un jugador que tiene mucha velocidad y que tiene muy buen juego aéreo. Entonces, pero si es de no tenerlo de compañero porque él quiere algo diferente en su carrera, pues bienvenido sea.
Yeah, Glenn, we definitely talk about that just because I want to share what I experienced. I found that it motivates him. It's motivated others to give that much more so that they get to that next step. And when you look at him and what he's done for the club and what he's done for the city, I mean, he's delivered. He's delivered in key moments in big games, and he's always around. He's always one that could change a game for us. I've already told him that I enjoy having him as a teammate, knowing that I don't have to deal with him on the other side of the field, just because what he brings to the game, whether it's his pace or his ability in the air, he could just hurt you in so many different ways. So I've enjoyed playing with him. I know he's ready for the next step, and I feel like he would do well. I've been very public about my support for him, so we'll see where he goes. And it's a question of something different. It's not a question of something better, because I feel like the team has treated him well here. So if he's searching for something different, something abroad, I fully support him.
We're talking to Minor Figueroa, captain of Honduras, Houston Dynamo defender. So in 2012 for NBC, I was calling the Olympics, and I got the pleasure and the privilege of calling the amazing Honduras win over Spain, which you were a big part of. Where does that rank in your career as incredible moments? Because nobody expected Honduras to beat Spain and Juan Mata.
Creo que nosotros en esos Olímpicos de Londres hicimos una gran labor sin tener el apoyo incluso de nuestra gente en Honduras. Creo que la motivación, el hecho de estar en una competencia donde prácticamente no tenés nada, donde todos dan de que no vas a hacer nada, entonces nosotros llegamos y nos propusimos de que íbamos a hacer una gran campaña y que le íbamos a hacer la vida imposible a las selecciones que nos pusieran enfrente. Y recuerdo que pues nuestros inicios pues estuvieron un poco ahí, pero en partido contra España hicimos un gran partido, anotando el gol desde el primer tiempo, incluso bueno, contra Brasil también, pues al final las cosas se nos fueron, porque obviamente teníamos jugadores que podían desequilibrar y que al final pues todo iba a pesar, todo se iba a inclinar hacia ellos. Pero el cariño de la afición ahí en Newcastle fue enorme, fue grande. Recuerdo de que Roger Espinosa hizo una gran labor y al salir, pues él expulsado, él pensó de que la gente lo estaba abuchando y no, la gente lo estaba aplaudiendo. Creo de que esas memorias, esos recuerdos quedarán marcados para el resto de nuestra vida.
That was a big team effort. I mean, when we were going into this tournament, when we were going into the situation, it felt like it was us against the world. We didn't have that much support in terms of expectations. People didn't expect that much of us. Even back home, people didn't expect us to get too far. So we definitely felt like it was us against the world, and we were dead set on making it tough on any national team coming in front of us to get anything from us. And that was our mentality. You saw it throughout the game, and that game specifically, I think one of the big key moments for us was that first goal. And just kind of navigating that now. The game itself went in so many different directions, but you take away some of the memories prior, during, and after. For example, just the overall support at the final whistle and going on after that from the Newcastle fans, that general community. Something that stands out was this experience with Roger Espinosa, who felt that he was getting booed, just given the way the game turned out. But no, he was actually being supported for what he left on the field. And, you know, that's where we left it all. We left it all there on the ground.
Minor
figure. Y obviamente que la responsabilidad también, pues, para mí en particular era inmensa por el hecho de ya estar jugando en la Premier y haber sido uno de los refuerzos mayores, pues, teníamos mucha responsabilidad, así es de que ahí estábamos ahí, siempre pendiente de las necesidades de cada uno de mis compañeros y animándolo de que la mejor oportunidad que uno puede tener para mostrarse y que cualquier equipo lo pueda contratar era estando allí, porque realmente en nuestra liga pues difícilmente nos ven y que esa era nuestra oportunidad, que esa era nuestra chance y que teníamos que dar el todo por el todo para poder tener una posibilidad de poder encontrar un club que nos dé la oportunidad pues de poder ganar mejor y así cambiarle la vida a nuestra familia. Y bueno, creo que de ahí pues varios tuvieron la oportunidad y eso ha sido lo mejor.
I definitely had a big responsibility in just being one of the overage players, and at that time I was playing in England, so I was able to walk through some of the younger guys on navigating that environment and motivating them, right? Because we were in a unique situation where we had the eyes of the world on us. So we wanted to perform. We wanted other teams to kind of look at that and say, all right, these guys, they can hold their own. Where do they fit in our club? Can we bring them over? And it definitely worked out the way for quite a few of them where they went abroad. And that was a goal for a lot of them walking into this tournament, just because it gave you that opportunity to try something new, earn a contract abroad, and make life better for yourself and your family.
So I'm listening to all this and I clearly see the leadership qualities in Miner. I see it when he plays. I hear it in his voice. I hear it in the things that he says. And I know he could go on forever playing, I think. But does he one day, would he be a manager? Would he be somebody that works with players? Because there's such a bank of experience here. It would benefit Honduras. It would benefit any soccer players. What would he want to do one day post-playing career?
Pues es muy posible que nos preparemos para ser entrenador, pero no lo veo como un futuro a corto plazo, no algo como a corto plazo. Quiero, una vez terminando mi carrera como futbolística, pues darle un poco más de tiempo a mi familia, acompañar un poco más a mis hijos. Mi hijo mayor, pues gracias a Dios, está con la Academia de Liverpool y bueno, me gustaría estar un poco más de tiempo, más de tiempo con él y al mismo tiempo pues ir preparándome, porque realmente esto del fútbol es algo que he venido practicando desde muy niño y la verdad que mi vida fuera del fútbol, la verdad no sé qué sería, pero sí, de alguna u otra manera, pues vamos a seguir enrolados en el fútbol.
It's definitely something I've considered, Glenn, but it's not something that I'm just going to jump straight in just right off the bat. That's not a short-term goal. It's definitely something that I'm looking at the long term, just because there's a few things that I want to do once I do decide to call it a career. At the top of that list would be spend more time with my family. Very fortunate that I've got my son who's currently in Europe in the Liverpool Academy, so I want to spend time with him, just my children in general, my family. Before I make that jump and make that transition to getting back into the game, I've been involved with the game from a very young age, and honestly, that's all I know, right? It's not something where I've thought about doing something away from the game. It's just giving myself that time to prepare for that next step and enjoy my family along the way.
Y una vez que ya comencemos ya en la parte ya como entrenador, pues me encantaría más que todo lo que es en la parte formativa en jóvenes de la edad de 8, 12, 16 años, porque eso es una de las deficiencias que hoy por hoy, pues si decido devolverle un poco a mi país de lo mucho que me ha dado, sería eso, la parte formativa.
As far as where I would want to focus once I do take that next step, I definitely want to focus on the younger age groups, anywhere in the age range of 8 to 16 years old, just because I feel that's a big, that's a key group. That's a key age range where I feel like I could contribute and do my part to give back to Honduras, who has given so much to me and help with that development part of it, of their development, just because it's such a key range to where they'll transition to next.
That's a wonderful sentiment right there. Now, I would imagine that there's a lot of sports talked about in the Figueroa household, with his wife having been a handball player. Is sports talk every day, all day, at the Figueroa house?
Somos una familia, por así decirla, pero bueno, ya mi esposa ya hace mucho que se retiró, ya con el nacimiento ya de los tres niños, ya es muy difícil por el hecho de yo tener que estar viajando, concentraciones, entrenamiento. Ella tiene que dedicarse al 100% en ellos, así que bueno, ya ella ya, por así decirlo, ya está retirada. Pero sí, mis hijos pues están ahí, que quieren ser futbolistas. No los estoy obligando, no los estoy forzando, pero sí, como padre, pues estamos brindándole el apoyo y bueno, aquí vamos a estar para apoyarlos y que ellos puedan alcanzar sus sueños.
Then we are definitely a sports family, but it's been a while. I mean, my wife retired a while ago just because she had to she wanted to focus on the family aspect. It's a lot to ask of her to take care of the kids, just given everything that's required in my career, all the travel, all the time away, just other challenges that come with being a professional soccer player. So she's devoted herself to that, and I'm very grateful for her for doing that. Now when we look at what my kids are doing, they definitely want to be soccer players, and I'm not forcing them. This is their decision. And along the way, I'm definitely going to be there to support them, to help them, just because I've been through those situations. I've been there. And if that's what they want to pursue, more than happy to support them.
Thanks there to Edgar Valise also for the translation. But Minor Figueroa knew exactly what I was asking in English. His English is actually very good. His son, by the way, 14 years of age, has been in the Liverpool Academy. He's back here due to COVID right now. All right, Luis Del Vermouth. A big thank you to Luis Del Vermouth. Tonight we brought you Jordi Sunyer in our La Liga update, brought to you by Luis Del Vermouth. Get a little Spain in your life. Luis Del Vermouth is fun, whether over ice with tonic water or club soda, or my favorite, paired with your favorite gin, or my favorite gin, with an orange peel and a few drops of lime juice. It's refreshing. I love having one of those once in a while. It is a fantastic vermouth. Lustau Vermouth. Ask for it at your local liquor store. It's Lustau. Gaspett Law Firm, a huge thank you as always. They are the presenting sponsors. They are the main guys when it comes to getting us on the air. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, DaspettLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, bilingual. John and his firm, we're going to bring you a personalized approach. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. A big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, and also Boomer Naturals, the mask I've been wearing to go down to the stadium and do my game. Nanotechnology. There we go. Boomer Naturals. Thank you very much for the mask, because it's making me feel very comfortable and very, very safe. Part two, Minor Figueroa, coming up on Soccer Matters.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.
Hi, I'm Carly Lloyd, and you're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the show here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We're in the home stretch here, everybody. I hope you're staying safe here tonight. A lot of great feedback on Facebook, Soccer Matters. We're over there live right now. Go over there. A lot of people talking about Lionel Messi over there, the Houston Dynamo, also the Champions League. Get over there. Facebook, Soccer Matters. You can also hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. And also get over to glendavissoccer.com. Tell you a little bit about how I've gotten to where I have, and a lot of interesting things over there, blogs and other things like that. So hope you check it out. All right, this final segment here is brought to you by NB Elite Realty. Visit NB Elite Realty's website, nbelitereality.com, or call 844-444-NBER. This is Nebo Bandovic, is his company. He's a former Houston hotshot goal scorer. He wants you to start your journey to financial freedom today. NBElitereality.com. Check it out. You're going to get 100% of your hard-earned commission at closing. They offer low transaction fees, free investment training, exceptional support, no hidden fees. So if you're a real estate agent, it is NBElitereality.com. Also, as always, our show presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Daspit Law. com. Thank you for getting soccer on the radio. All right, here's part two, Minor Figueroa, Houston Dynamo.
What was it like growing up in Honduras, and where was the first influence that he had in football?
Minor, pues, ¿cómo fue su desarrollo, su niñez en Honduras, y cuál fue lo que le atrayó, lo que le dio ese interés en el deporte y específicamente en el fútbol?
La verdad que mi niñez fue muy bonita. Yo vengo de pueblo, nací en un pueblo que se llama Nueva Armenia, y el haber crecido ahí, ya sabemos que el vivir en pueblos y en países como Honduras, pues los recursos son pocos, pero la felicidad es enorme. Y podría decirle de que siempre me inspiré en mi familia, y el deseo de jugar fútbol, pues siempre lo he tenido desde que tengo uso de razón, así es de que el fútbol es mi pasión y lo he practicado desde muy chico.
So on that front, just growing up where he grew up, he comes from a smaller village where resources might have been a little limited, but one thing that they never went without, or something that they always had in abundance, was happiness. That's something he's taken with him, just that he always had that sense of home from where he came from, and how that helped him kind of get to where he is as far as getting with the game and getting you know, that kind of joy for it. That's the first thing he remembers. Ever since he was just aware of where he was or what he was doing, he's wanted to play the game. So that's followed him. That's helped him enjoy his career up to this date, and that's how those two kind of come together, right?
Is there any specific person, a youth coach or anybody that really was a big influence early on when he was younger?
Minor, tuvo un director técnico, alguien que lo, pues, le ayudó en ese desarrollo, que marcó una diferencia en su niñez jugando el deporte.
Realmente que sí, hay dos. El señor que fue mi entrenador mientras jugaba en mi pueblo, que en paz descanse, Teodoro Amaya. Y el segundo, Gil José Rodríguez, cuando ya pasé a formar parte de la academia del club profesional de Victoria, él fue el que me formó, el que me ayudó, y realmente ellos marcaron un antes y, por qué no decirlo, y un después en lo que ha sido mi vida futbolística.
Yeah, Glenn, he definitely does have individuals who influenced him as a youth, both prior to working or playing at the academy level and Coach Maya, and then after, once he joined the academy at Victoria with Coach Rodriguez, they both played a role, not just in getting adapted to the game, learning the game, but also even now, just to how he's approached his time here at this level for so long.
Talking to Houston Dynamo defender Minor Figueroa, also the captain of Honduras. What is it like to be the captain of your national team and be a national hero? I mean, I've seen so many of the amazing games that Minor's been involved in, and we'll get to a couple of those. But what is it like to be the captain of a country and really be regarded as a national hero and having the eyes of a nation on you playing football matches?
Minor, ¿cómo se siente ser el capitán de la selección y pues también ser referente en su país tras lo que ha hecho en la cancha de fútbol?
La responsabilidad es muy grande y la asumimos con mucha valentía. En mi camino he tenido muchos referentes, de los cuales he aprendido mucho, como el caso de Amado Guevara, que es un líder, que es un jugador que hizo mucho por la selección y que internacionalmente, pues acá en la MLS, pues pasó con buen suceso. Así es que hemos aprendido de ellos y ha sido importante. Más allá de haberlo visto jugar a él, pues también haberlo tenido como compañero me ha enseñado mucho. Y representar a mi país creo que es lo más lindo para todo jugador.
Big responsibility. I've been fortunate in that I've had a lot of people who I can look up to, ask questions, kind of get a better insight as to how to manage this position, because there's a lot of pressure. One of the individuals that stands out that played a role in that would be someone like Amado Guevara, who also played in MLS, and he also represented Honduras. So you kind of take from them and piece it and kind of go through your own journey, and it's kind of led me to where I am right now. So it's definitely very fulfilling, but it comes with a lot of responsibility.
Honduras getting to two World Cups, and we're talking to Minor Figueroa, the two that Minor played in. What was the biggest memories maybe he took away from playing in World Cups? Because it is rarefied air. It's only a few people that ever really get to play in that tournament.
La verdad que tengo grandes memorias, grandes recuerdos. Haber clasificado dos mundiales suena fácil, pero realmente no lo fue, especialmente para nosotros como país que tenemos nuestras limitaciones. Pero como lo he dicho anteriormente, logísticamente podremos tener esas limitaciones, pero las ganas fueron muy grandes. ¿Y qué podría decirte? El entonar el himno nacional de mi país en esa justa, la verdad que ha sido lo más maravilloso que me ha pasado a lo largo de mi carrera.
Glenn, well, a lot of those memories actually begin in qualifying, just that journey to get to the World Cup. So I take a lot of that from those experiences. And then just given from where we come from and maybe having not as many resources as some of the other big players and being able to, you know, play beyond that, play on the field and be even and get there and qualify, the journey itself is very rewarding. Now, when you get to the big stage and you hear your national anthem, honestly, that's just the greatest joy that has been that I've experienced as a professional soccer player.
Remarkable. Minor Figueroa, captain of Honduras. We're talking to him now. And this is an amazing interview to get here because the career just takes him so many places. So I take you to Wigan, and one of my favorite goals ever in the Premier League is your free kick. You're thinking faster than everybody. And against Stoke City, you knock it over the head of a goalkeeper from inside your own half. One of the most remarkable goals ever. Can you take us through that goal again?
Ya, al portero ya lo había visto que le gustaba jugar un poco salido. Y desde el primer tiempo ya había visualizado. Hubo un momento en que también hubo un foul casi de la misma distancia. Y justo cuando ya iba a ejecutar el tiro libre, se me puso un compañero enfrente y jugó. Pero ya era una jugada que ya la tenía en mi mente. ahí solo hay dos opciones al momento de ejecutarla: hacer el ridículo o que te salga un golazo. Y bueno, me salió la segunda, y la verdad que hoy por hoy, pues se sigue recordando ese gol en mi carrera como el mejor, y yo así lo veo.
Well, in that game, I noticed that the goalkeeper actually went out of his box a few times. So even from the beginning, I was able to tell that this might be a possibility. And I actually had a shot prior to that kick. It just so happened that a teammate got in the way, so I didn't get really two shots at that kind of goal. But when you're in that position, you really only have two options, right? You either go for it all, or it's one big whiff. It worked out for me there, and it's definitely one of those memorable goals that we talk about even to this day, just for what it represented and you know, the situation and how that led us to that great year.
Talking to Minor Figueroa, by the way, I looked at that goal right before doing this interview again to refresh my memory of it. And it gets better every time. I think it's better every time I look at it. What I would ask Minor next and I would want to know about is just the adaptation to the Premier League and the speed of play and what that was like for him.
Me tomó mucho tiempo el adaptarme a la Premier League porque yo venía de una liga, de un país donde el fútbol es muy pausado. El fútbol en Honduras es muy pausado, podemos parar el balón y tomarnos todo el tiempo. Pero al llegar a Inglaterra me di cuenta de que el fútbol era totalmente diferente. Los césped totalmente diferentes, siempre mojados, la velocidad del balón. Físicamente hay que estar bien porque es mucho roce. Y me tomó prácticamente, por así decirlo, 6 meses. Recuerdo que en mi primera etapa, porque fui a préstamo, solo tuve la oportunidad de jugar un partido, pero a partir de ahí, pues me fui ganando la confianza del entrenador.
It took me a while to adjust. I mean, honestly, I was coming from a different part of the world where the game was just a little different. It was a little more slower. You could pause on the ball. You could think and kind of maneuver yourself to where you want to go, while in England, it's just completely different. There, you just don't have that time, that space. Even the circumstances around the game were different. I mean, the grass was different. It was wet prior to every game. Even the balls felt different. So it took me about 6 months to really get used to the conditions over there. And in that stretch, I only really played one game. And even from there, I could just tell how much I was able to grow and develop just from being in that environment consistently for so long.
Two very different.
Aparte jugar en el frío, bajo la nieve, era una experiencia que nunca había vivido en Honduras. Siempre calor y llegar de un país donde estamos a 100 grados y llegar a un país muy helado, también eso me afectaba mucho, pero me fui acomodando rápido.
And to top it off, let's not forget about the weather. It was very cold over there. It's something that was just a culture shock for me. And so as someone that came from a country where it's 100 degrees, it's very hot and humid, you didn't get that over there in England. So for me, it was definitely challenging to get past that, just because that's what I walked into right off the bat.
And what about culturally, just even down to the food, which is very, very different? I don't know if the English have the best food, but what about down to the food and things culturally? Because that's a challenge for people going from different parts of the world. Whether I would go to Honduras or Mexico, it's a challenge.
En cuanto a la comida, no tuve problema. Realmente, siempre viene desde un principio, como lo dije, cuando uno viene con una crianza donde uno no ha tenido mucho, mejor dicho, solo ha tenido lo necesario, para uno después al final cualquier cosa suma. Entonces, con la comida no tuve problema. Aparte, hay muchos africanos, muchos lugares africanos y hindú, y al final la comida de ellos con la de nosotros casi viene siendo igual. Así es de que no tuve problema, y en lo que era pues la comida inglesa probé alguna, como el fish and chips, y bueno, me gustaba.
Well, on that front, no issues with the food, honestly. I mean, like I mentioned before, when you come from somewhere where I come from, or you have my background where you just had the bare minimum, you learn how to make do. So that wasn't an issue when I went abroad. And then I found other communities like the African community or the Hindu community, where their food, their spices had similarities to what we would have back home in Honduras. So I was able to get a little taste of home from there and kind of get a good overview of how those communities fit into the whole scene over there. And then when you look at some of the more traditional dishes like fish and chips. Definitely had my fair share of that. So it gave me a good opportunity to expand and try something new here and there.
Talking to Minor Figueroa, captain of Honduras, also Houston Dynamo defender. How does he enjoy playing here? You know, obviously with Boniac Garcia and Albert Delis and some of his countrymen. It must be a nice, comforting thing to be doing that in Major League Soccer.
Sí, compartir con Albert, con Boni, antes de catalogarlos como jugadores, son grandes personas. Con Boni hemos tenido la suerte de haber crecido junto en el Club Olimpia. Jugamos mucho tiempo allá y también en la selección. Con Albert, pues, hemos compartido algunos partidos en la selección y ahora que estamos compartiendo camerino. Es un jugador que podríamos decir de que ya está en su momento de repente de dar otro salto a otra liga, a otro país, de experimentar cosas nuevas. Boni, pues, no tuvo la oportunidad, pero igual creo que ha hecho una gran carrera y una gran labor acá en este equipo.
Definitely. I think when you look at some of my teammates now, some of my teammates in the past, whether it's here in Houston with Boni or Albert, I see them more as first as great people and then as teammates just because we've shared so many different experiences. When you look at Boni, he's someone that I've practically grown up with, someone that I've shared a lot with, both at the club and the national level. So there's a lot of history there. And then on the other end, you see a player like Albert. He's someone that I've seen grow both at the international level and at the club level. And I've seen him grow into a player that, you know, who's ready to take that next step, who has developed his game and wants to go even further.
Well, Minor, muchas gracias. I've been wanting to do this interview with you for a long time. Edgar, I've been bothering him forever of Dynamo Communications. So thank you very, very much for doing this with me.
Ha sido un placer. My pleasure. Y aquí estamos.
That'll do it on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5 tonight. What a way to end it with Minor Figueroa. He has been exceptional in the last two games. 8 days from now, the Houston Dynamo will take on Minnesota United. Huge thank you to our presenting sponsors, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are personal injury attorneys. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, you might drive an 18-wheeler. Or if you work in a refinery, do construction, hey, call John and his firm, Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. John and his firm will work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. By the way, they are the presenting sponsors of our show in Houston and our Soccer Matters show on the Horn in Austin, Texas. As always, tremendous job from Aaron Raybould producing and also from Victor Ariza. We thank Victor for all his hard work on this show as well. That'll do it for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Stay safe. And until next Tuesday night, we go back to our normal time at 7 Central. I'm Glenn Davis. Good night.
ESPN 97.5.